In Cairo today, antiquities experts announced that they have identified a mummy that was discovered more than a century ago in the Valley of the Kings. They say it is Queen Hatshepsut, one of the most famous of ancient Egypt's female rulers. The evidence included a tooth discovered in a royal box with the queen's name on it. It matches a missing tooth in the previously unidentified mummy. Egypt's chief archaeologist says he is now 100% certain that they have found Hatshepsut's remains. Other Egyptologists caution that this is an exciting but still tentative identification. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
Not that long ago, Egypt's chief of antiquities, Zahi Hawass, told an audience at the Metropolitan Museum of Art that he believed a mummy gathering dust on the third floor of the Cairo Museum was actually that of the great Hatshepsut, one of Egypt's rare female pharaohs. Now he says he was wrong. He now believes another long-neglected mummy, only transported to Cairo 2 months ago, is that of the legendary queen. Today he explained why. The great hall of the museum was packed with curious visitors and jostling media, eager to get a glimpse of the latest 3,000-year-old corpses on display. Hawass said the breakthrough came thanks to a CT scanner donated to the museum by the National Geographic Society and a DNA lab donated by the Discovery Channel. The key to the mystery, according to Hawass, lay in the ancient tradition of eviscerating bodies during the mummification process and storing the organs and other body parts separately in a royal box. Inside the box bearing Hatshepsut's name, besides a liver, they found a tooth, a molar. Hawass says they matched the tooth to a hole in the upper jaw of the mummy of an obese woman who probably died in her 50s from cancer.
It is the evidence, there is no doubt at all. We are sure 100% now that this is actually the mummy of Hatshepsut.
Besides the dental evidence, DNA bone samples are being tested for similarities between the mummy believed to be that of Queen Hatshepsut and other royal mummies, particularly that of her grandmother, Ahmose Nefertari. Other experts are more cautious about the find. The head of Egyptology at the American University in Cairo, Salima Ikram, says the announcement is fascinating, but given the current state of the art of identifying ancient remains, she would call it a tentative identification.
I think that there is a very good chance that this is Hatshepsut. But it's not always like who was buried in Knott's tomb.
Ikram says the apparent match of the tooth from Hatshepsut's royal box is probably the best evidence to date. But as for the DNA test still being conducted, she's not convinced that the science is fully reliable yet.
I have to say that I personally have my reservations about all ancient DNA results, because at this point the technology is not quite as advanced as one might like, and it is not sufficiently proven from anywhere, taking mummy tissue and tracing the enough strands of the DNA to do anything worthwhile.
Zahi Hawass is the first to admit that 3 millennia later, ancient Egypt continues to raise more questions than answers. For example, during the CT scan examinations that led to today's announcement, Hawass says they looked at the mummy, long believed to have been that of Thutmose I, Hatshepsut's father.
Big surprise. The mummy of Thutmose I is not Thutmose I at all. It has an arrow in the chest, and that mummy was not royal.
Now he says the search begins for the real mummy of Thutmose I, one more in a long line of mysteries that has kept teams of Egyptologists employed for centuries. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.